This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 738, 5 Reasons IELTS Examiners Give You a Writing 6.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we continue our series based on conversations with real IELTS examiners, and you'll learn why they usually give band 6 or lower on IELTS writing. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, not much, Jessica. Excited to talk about IELTS as always, because we have a review contest going on, don't we?
We do. Oh, gosh. Yes, guys, we have some announcements we're just going to go through today initially. So number one, review contest. Leave us a review for this podcast, you guys, in the iTunes, in the Stitcher, wherever you're listening to podcasts. Leave us a review and be honest. And we are going to choose one lucky reviewer. Why? What is this contest?
Well,
what does that person get?
Yes, a very lucky randomly selected reviewer is going to win an opportunity to come on the show and get a customized study plan made by Jessica, a 14-year former examiner, right?
Yes.
So cool.
You get to be a guest on the show and get that very personalized advice from me. Right? So that's going to be amazing, you guys. So definitely leave us a review. But there's another way also that students can find out what their level is, what their personalized study plan is.
Yeah. So it's so cool, guys. We just announced recently that we have a brand new tool, a quiz that you guys can take right now to find out what your estimated band score is. That means if you took IELTS today or tomorrow, what would you score? There's no other way to find out what this is except for through our quiz.
Exactly. So guys, we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But if you're curious, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are doing a series right now on IELTS Energy. And we are continuing that series today. Last week, guys, if you didn't listen, definitely go back and listen to those episodes because as you know, I resigned from being an IELTS examiner. But still keeping my hat in the game, as they say. So I've just been interviewing, you know, some examiner buddies, and we are telling you this insider advice about what they said. So last week we talked about some speaking, and today we're going to focus on writing. So what does this examiner I spoke to, what does this examiner think is holding you back from getting that 7 in writing?
Yeah. I mean, again, I just want to mention, it is so cool that we have this inside perspective. I think that's why we've been having so many success stories lately with Three Keys IELTS, Jessica, because we are on the inside of the test.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
You can't get closer to the exam than we are.
I'm always so shocked to find that people are studying under teachers who were never examiners. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? I just had a personal coach class last week and she's like, okay, I signed up for this IELTS writing seminar and it was like $1,000 or something. And she's like, the guy told me not to use specific examples. He said it wasn't appropriate in an essay. And I was like, who would say that? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Yeah, there's a real danger of studying with general English tutors. So that's why when you do choose a course, guys, you need to either work with someone who was an examiner or someone who has been trained under an examiner. That is the thing you want to look for. There must be a system that's based on the exam that the teacher is working with you on, guys.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask that person, what is their insider knowledge of IELTS? How do they know this stuff? If it's not connected to a real examiner, then like, don't follow that advice. So let's get into it. So, Lindsay, what is the first reason why a student gets a low score in task one?
All right. So when it comes to task one, what the examiner has shared with us is that the students are generally not having an overview of what's the big picture overview of what's actually going on, whether it's like a graph or an image, right?
Right. Exactly. Guys, oh my gosh, if you don't have an overall trend in academic task one, it doesn't matter if it's a map, change over time, static, doesn't matter. You have to have this overview, this overall trend. If you don't have that simple sentence, I have to give you a five for task achievement, right?
Ouch.
And like, the reason why I don't talk about, we haven't talked about this a lot is because, like, I feel like this is so obvious because we tell students this in our course. I feel like this is, if you're taking an IELTS course, like a good one, you should know this. And that's why I was surprised when my examiner friend was like, there are so many people that still don't have overviews. And I was like, oh, they're not in three keys IELTS then. So guys, like, you have to have an overall trend in academic task one.
Yeah, it's funny how if you're in a course, there are certain things that are just given and it's already starting you in a good way and a strong foundation, you know?
Yes.
We need that foundation. We need that. So what else? What else did the examiner tell us about these insider secrets on writing?
So, yeah, I thought this was really funny. And this goes along with, I've been on this kick lately about writing fluency. And I want you guys to get better writing scores. I've just been thinking and working a lot on this lately. Good. So this goes along with that. So in task two, the student is using good phrases, like especially good transition phrases, or maybe a phrase that sounds very high level, but it's not used appropriately, or it's the only good phrase in the essay. So it's like examiners know, right? Like if I'm reading your essay, I know right away if you have prepared, if you've taken a prep course, if you've learned how to write an essay. But then I also know if you've done nothing else besides that, right? Because it's like, I see good transition phrases like from a template like ours, for example, but guys, that's not enough. It has to be surrounded by your own vocabulary too.
Yes.
We can't think of writing being as this, like, this little gift that someone's going to give us and then we get a seven or higher. Like, it's not that easy. You have to control the other part yourself. Like, we can only do so much. We don't know what the topic is going to be. We don't know what the question is going to be. So, Hello, wonderful students. If you need to get high scores on IELTS in the next 30 or 60 days, get into Three Keys IELTS. Sign up now and get your podcast listener bonus. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic, or for classes with an expert, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you're saying that the students are throwing in maybe one great word, but it's awkward in the sentence. It doesn't quite make sense. It's not in the right context. It's not used correctly. Is that right?
Yes, or it's obvious that the student has just like memorized a couple cool phrases and then knows nothing else. So yeah, like, if you have a few cool transition phrases, right? Like such and such is a shining example. Yes, that's from our template in Three Keys. And that is going to put you on your path to getting a seven or higher. But you still have to have vocab related to the topic that is also awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that makes me think that's why it's so important, the general fluency, the overall fluency. And that's why in our brand new profile quiz, our score quiz, we do ask you questions to see how good your general fluency is. We get a sense of how often you actually practice your English. That goes into your score, right?
Exactly. Because IELTS is an English test at the end of the day, right? So as we like to say on the show, this is the theory behind our study plan and why it works so well for students, why students love it so much, is that you need balanced preparation. You need a high level of English, great vocab on your own, but you also need to know the test, right? Those two things.
Completely. Yes.
So another thing with the vocab and like spelling, you know, students struggle with spelling. And like, yeah, you can have amazing words, but if three of them are spelled wrong, you can't get a 7, right? You're still going to get a 6. If you have too many spelling mistakes, you're going to get a 5 for vocab. So it's not just about context and meaning. You have to know how to spell the words as well.
Yeah, I mean, this just speaks to how we have to take IELTS on as our job. And we've seen that in our success stories, right? The success stories are the students who literally take it on as their job. They're spending 2 to 3 focused hours a day working on our study plan and doing what they need to do to take it on completely.
Exactly. And like, maybe for some of you listening out there, you're like, oh my gosh, 2 to 3 hours a day. Well, you do have to do that. And the thing is, I think a lot of you are already spending that time, but it's not with the right materials. That's why you're not seeing your scores go up, or you're seeing a fluctuation in your scores because you've taken the test 5 times and you never know what you're going to get. So yes, it's all about this preparation, but in the right way. That's another reason, guys, to take this quiz, allearsenglish.com/myscore, because that is the first step towards getting that study plan that is personal, guys. Like in that starter class that you are going to get with that quiz, that's how you get these resources we're talking about, that this is a good way to spend your time.
Right. That's what it's all about, because we all have a limited amount of time. We need to achieve our dreams to go abroad, whatever we want to do. And, you know, guys, you don't get a million chances, right? You get a few chances at this.
Exactly. Yeah. Expensive chances, no less. So another reason why students are not getting that 7 or higher: too many simple sentences. Guys, if you didn't hear my, I did a solo episode a few weeks ago about writing, about raising your writing score, right? That insider look from my examiner experience. And listen to that, guys, because I do talk about grammar there. But this is interesting. She's saying she's seeing too many students using only simple sentences. But I don't want you guys to take that piece of advice and think, oh my God, I have to use like 10 different complex structures. No, go back and listen to my solo episode. I'll link to it in the blog post for this episode. This is episode 738. So definitely come back there to our blog. And I will link to the other writing episode. But guys, you don't need tons of complex structures, just like 3, okay? I'm just going to throw a number out here, like 3 impressive complex sentences, as long as you don't have lots of mistakes. That's how you get a high score.
So in other words, we don't have to master an entire high-level grammar book. We don't have to learn the back tables of every grammar book that's ever been written. Is that what you're saying?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh my God,
you don't have to do that, right? I know. So we're dropping huge bombshells today. No, don't memorize grammar books. Oh, I hope none of you are doing that. Okay, there's one last piece of advice from my examiner friend, guys. And this is related to what I just said, guys. Now, here's the other extreme, right? Is students are trying to be like way complicated. Having these sentences that last a whole paragraph. Oh, guys, if you do that, there are so many mistakes. And plus, if you're just adding words, not only do you have more grammar mistakes, but it also muddies the message. So your ideas become unclear and confusing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is probably a place where IELTS might overlap a little bit with good writing in general. Concise sentences that offer a punch, all brand new ideas, nothing repeated, nothing new, short and sweet and powerful. Yeah,
exactly. So I think the thing is, know where you can be fancy and know where you have to be simple to get high scores. Our course tells you all of that stuff, guys. If you go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach, so you get those classes with an IELTS professional, that we tell you exactly where it's important to be simple and fancy.
It's pretty awesome, guys. So go over there and check it out. Don't waste any more time. Like Jessica said, probably many of you are actually spending 2 or 3 hours a day, but are you doing the right things that are actually going to get you past IELTS? Possibly not.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, find out. allearsenglish.com/myscore. And you can find out if what you're doing is working or not.
Right. Yeah. Love it. Love it. All right. Thanks for hanging out today. And this is really good insight. We'll be back with more. And guys, don't forget to leave us a review. If you're liking this information you're getting on the show, go to the review section of your podcast app and review the show. Let us know and enter into the contest.
Yes. Awesome. I can't wait to read the reviews and ask us questions. Cool. Anything.
Yes. Yeah, guys. And be honest in your review because, again, this is a randomly selected reviewer. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Awesome. Okay. All right, Lindsay. Right. Have a good day. All
right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.